For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now.
No!
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 Whoa!
That's on YouTube? Oh,
is that dude. Not gonna burn?
Oh, is that safe? That's not safe.
Oh, dude, that's
you can't put nair on your butthole.
Hello.
Gail Weathers, reporting for duty.
Deputy Dewey.
We all go a little crazy
this
sometimes.
This is Casey. Who is this?
What's your favorite scary movie?
Michael Myers.
wasn't that one of the things?
Wow.
I can't even look at you. You're like, okay, first of all, thank you for doing this. You,
no, of course.
It's a lot. But
what? You're thanking Jared for doing this? Are you fucking kidding
this
me?
Is like the most,
I could kill you right now.
It's like the most comfortable sweater I've ever worn in my life.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, before we get into the podcast, hey guys, welcome back to whatever the hell this is, Scream Edition. I can't believe it's taken us so long to do this. My favorite movie of all time, besides Titanic. Ooh, we should do that next.
Definitely.
I'm Jack. I'm not shaving again. Well, okay, here's the thing. I'm pissed. I'm Gail Weathers, reporting for fucking duty, bitches.
Wow.
Here I am, ready to party.
Move your fat tub of lard ass now!
But the thing is, I thought, like, oh, if I'm gonna be a girl, then Shane makes me shave. And then I walk on set, and I look at Jared, and he's got his full fucking beard.
Yeah, but here's the thing. There's a backstory
yeah,
to it.
Jared sold me on this.
I actually survived. I'm Casey. I survived. I had to go into witness protection, though. I'm coming out for this. Obviously, it's an important podcast.
Right.
But this is my new look.
Yeah.
You know? I've been taking, I'm on the tee, you know? So like, a little facial hair.
Yes.
So this is just the evolution.
Yes.
Of Casey Beckham.
So you're just a better salesman
Becker.
Than
I'm
me.
I'm Becker.
I'm going to sell you better next time on why I, as a female, need a beard.
Okay,
it's 2023, bitch.
Okay, calm down. Which also
I can have armpit hair if I want.
Okay, side note. We're on Nipple Watch, okay? Nipple Watch 2023 because
yes.
Rylan's wearing very realistic breasts right
here, can
now.
I just show? We can blur this once.
Whoa.
They're so real looking. It's a lot. Whoa. I know.
You
they're
want like, uncomfortable.
They're
it's
really good. It could turn me straight.
Really so what we're going to do is anytime your nipple pops out, we will blur it, but we're on Nipple Watch, so we have to make sure to let Gail know when her titties are out.
And we want just enough without showing too much to get demonetized.
God, you really are Gail. And then over here, we have one of my favorite characters of all time, Billy fucking Loomis.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
I want you to fucking stab me, rearrange my guts, and then spit on my grave.
This is a nice costume.
You look good.
I feel like a different person. It's amazing we were talking about this, how a wig alone, just like, I'm like, who am I? I don't recognize myself.
Yes.
I don't. Like, it does a lot.
I love how your makeup's like, whoever he killed tried one last time
yeah.
to like.
One last. It's, yeah.
It's a little tiny hand on his face. It's like.
But look at it. It has like fingers.
Uh huh.
I didn't kill anybody though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you.
I'll get to the bottom of this.
Weird.
This is stupid.
Wait, what am I? Oh, I'm Dewey. I'm Deputy Dewey. Soon to be Sheriff Dewey around here.
Oh, the song that comes up. Like, it's just so nostalgic.
You know, we probably can't play it because of copyright, but just imagine.
Yeah.
Really good.
Me, Dewey, walking down the street, becoming a thing.
Oh.
That is the actor who played Dewey and the actress who played Gail met on Scream, and they got married right afterward.
For a little bit.
That's really
right.
Cute.
Yeah. It ended not good. But, it's, you know, whatever. We're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, Jared, you look great.
Thank you.
I was actually thinking you don't look like Casey Becker. You look more like a record producer or like Swedish. Or like the guy who made all Britney Spears hits.
Yeah, I feel like it.
Okay, so I feel like throughout the episode, we should embrace our characters. So I'm going to fuck up a lot. I'm going to fumble. I'm going to be stupid but lovable. Gail's going to be a fucking bitch.
It's going to be very hard for me.
Yeah. Chris is going to be a psychopathic lover. Because we're not supposed to know you're the killer, even though it's very obvious right now with the blood
all
over.
I'm not. I've never killed anybody.
Right. And Casey, you're just, you know, screaming.
Dead.
Yeah. You're just fucking gutted. Okay. So, oh, also really quick before we really get, we've already started the show, but before we really start, I want to let you guys know that we have a new audio podcast. So yes, we upload these episodes as audio versions on Spotify and iTunes, but we're trying a new audio only thing. So there'll be extra episodes. If you go subscribe on Spotify and iTunes, it's for free. Right now we have a couple episodes of just me and Ryland fighting. It's called Fights with Shane and Ryland. Soon, I think we should do Jared and Sandy, maybe relationship advice.
Wow. I would listen to Jared.
Let's do it.
For sure. For sure.
And Chris, something gay.
Yes. I'm into it already.
I'm getting a lot of emails from large men who are asking if they're too large for Chris's taste.
Whoa, that is not appropriate
what?
For the podcast.
What?
For him to be like, that one's too large.
No.
That it's, one's fine.
It's not at all, because it's all personal preference. Right. Like, it's only Chris's opinion. It's
I don't
not
know.
A reflection of the world's opinion. Right?
Yeah, so we could do like a rating the bear. Okay.
It's still a form of like smash or pass, which you know like hurts your feelings deeply.
Oh, right. But they want it. The bears are, yeah.
Okay, I mean, if
criticism.
They're asking.
Yeah. Ooh, the honeypot. We'll figure it out. I'll come up with a name. Okay, so I saw something today that I just want to get your guys' thoughts on. Because it made me feel very angry and very old and very much hating the next generation, which I'm trying not to do. I'm trying to embrace them. But I saw this, and I'm going to text you guys right now.
I have no reception.
And we're in the group chat. Something really funny just happened. And then I sent you guys this text.
I just bowled over lunch.
I don't know. What is this? I just bawled out. Loud.
I get it. Now, let me see it again. It's an acronym. I thought it was like when I spell it out, it sounds like something stupid.
So this is what Gen Z is saying to each other now.
I just blew
a load.
Just about lost it now. No, I like this. I just became?
No.
So we're just...
Oh.
Give us a hint.
Oh.
Do all young people
know
what this is?
You threw me off the scent.
I think they do. So supposedly, LOL is dead. Gen Z thinks we're so stupid for using it, and they've replaced it with IJBOL, which is so hard to do.
It's just like not practical.
No.
I just barfed of laughter.
That's good.
But also, that's like so much more work to type. We did LOL to make it abbreviated.
Is this real? Are we making it up?
So it stands for I just burst out laughing. I hate it. I want to kill everyone. Billy, go kill them for me. Now, this is the crazy thing. So I've been seeing articles about this. Everybody's saying Gen Z canceled LOL. It's all about IJBOL now. But then when I looked at Urban Dictionary, this is a definition from December of 2009 by @GiveYaBecky. Shout out. It says, I just burst out laughing. When someone says something extremely funny, you say IJBOL instead of LOL. So it's not new. This is from 2009.
So that was the precursor probably to LOL.
And
people
then somebody found the better solution, which was LOL.
Right.
And now chuggy millennials like me just use the cry laughy emoji face because it's one instead of three. LOL is a lot harder than that.
Yeah, we're just looking for the easiest, quickest way to get the message across.
I'm proud to say I've never received that text.
Neither have I.
That's like a hey bud type situation for me if you text me that.
Right. I feel attacked every time. I won't say it anymore.
Oh, by the way, I did get an email from somebody. I forgot her name. Let's call her Cindy. But she said her ick is instead of when guys say, hey, bud, the girl version is when girls say KK.
KK.
I know.
It's a little less condescending because it's not as personal. It's not like I'm personally putting this upon you. Like, hey, bud is like...
I don't even like just a single K. I feel like it's way too lazy.
Sorry. I just can't stop looking at your titties. So you know what? Here's my thought on the whole Gen Z millennial thing. I'm never going to use JBOL ever in my whole life. If I start using that, kill me. Like, that's the thing. I feel like all the millennials that are trying to be Gen Z, it's embarrassing, right? Mm. Like, trying to do the new slang and trying to, like, oh, it's the for me. But even that's old.
But it's the dad bod fetish for me, though.
It's the constant need of validation from men for me.
The new one is, you look like a record producer.
It's the whatever is whatevering. Like, the garage is garaging. Because it opened.
Yeah, the tits are titting.
The tits are titting.
I will say I mean, c- kind of jokingly, but I have said the math's not mathing.
That to me is millennial. I feel like because Gen Z, like, they are already over that, and millennials are just catching on.
Wow,
but
dude.
Mathing for me.
But watch, now that it's like such a thing, it's going to be like, the lights are lighting, I'm going to start doing it.
That was just all like foreign to me. I'm like, what the hell are you talking?
You're lucky about? It hasn't come across Woo! Your desk.
I know.
I feel good about that.
As a reporter on Today's World.
A lot of my clients use these things.
I know, because they're all short
form
creators.
Trying to be young.
Well, no,
I don't know them. I don't know them.
I'm saying it's because they're doing short form content, and that is what that is right now.
Right. So millennials out there, keep saying LOL. Don't embarrass yourself. Okay, really quick, I'm just going to take off my jacket because I'm dying. Okay, I know. I said we were done with it, and I keep bringing it back.
No.
But this is the perfect test for today because we might have a psychopath in the room.
Oh, I thought it was the blue and black dress.
No. I thought it was too. I got so nervous.
That's a little later. Okay, so we have a new psychopath test. I have not watched this yet. Somebody sent me this. This is a video version of the psychopath test.
Oof, I
we
love
had
those.
A nip slip.
Oh, yeah.
Keep Sorry, I'm milking. Together. I'm feeding.
Okay, here we go. So listen up. This is a video. This is a put a finger down type of thing.
Oh,
love it.
So here we go. Play at home.
Put a finger down. Psychopath edition. If you put over 5 fingers down, you are a psychopath. Let's get started. Put a finger down if you like to eat ice.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Put a finger down if you can cry on command. Put a finger down if you laugh when kids trip and fall.
I mean, depends.
If I know they're okay.
Put a finger down if you're a Virgo, Gemini, Sagittarius, or Pisces.
Ooh.
Did he?
Put a finger down if you were a quiet kid.
Very loud.
Put a finger down if you can taste different kinds of water.
No, you can't.
Put a finger down if you get annoyed when someone breathes too loud.
Shane, that's you.
Put a finger down if you can tell people by their footsteps.
Weird.
I mean,
the fuck?
Yeah.
Put your finger down if you have made the first person you see when you click on share, then more, cry.
What?
That's so annoying.
Put a finger down if you have multiple personalities for different people. Comment how many fingers you put down, you psychopath. And follow for more Put Your Finger Downs. I'm posting daily.
I did 3, and I felt like I was generous with a few.
I did 4, and I feel like I could have done 5.
Okay, wow. I have 2 fingers left.
I have 2 fingers left, but there was one I was, like, maybe, like, I'm sure I've seen some, like, reel or something of, like, a kid falling that made me laugh at some point. But in general, if, like, a child falls in front of me, I'm like, oh, my God, and I, like, panic. But
you know what is the saddest thing ever? Wait, nobody's a psychopath, right?
Do you have to?
I could have been.
You only have one?
Yeah, and I could have put the last one down, but I just didn't.
That's a psycho shit, is that you avoided it.
Well, dang. I'd have to look to see if, like, I've made the person cry.
You're a psychopath.
What? So it's like, if
you, I don't know. If you laugh at kids, you probably lack empathy, right. You know. What,
well, no, I'm thinking, like, when you're searching, like, Biffett clips on YouTube, and it's not exclusively children, but there's, like,
Can we watch? Okay, this is so stupid.
Kids falling.
Yeah, can we watch kids falling? Okay, I love videos of people falling down. Although I will say my new favorite genre, but it's a saddest genre, is people who have their hands full in the morning and they're coming down the stairs,
or they're like going
to
their
car. Dude, that sounds great.
It's good.
It's really
that's
good.
Like pothole. Okay, wait,
but how did you know with that test if you're a psycho? How many fingers do you have to have down?
Five.
Oh,
yeah. So we're fine, except for him.
We're good. Right? Don't worry, Chris.
Okay, we're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we have some of the craziest voicemails I've ever heard in my life, and also some conspiracies, so stay tuned.
Stay with us.
Yeah, oh, you should sign off.
Okay, what's the story?
Shane's going to go pee really fast.
Okay, our Captain Shane's going pee real fast, but when we come back, conspiracy theories. Stay here, 9 News.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, and yes, I'm here in my kitchen. I just wanted to switch it up, just like I switched up my hair routine. I'll leave. Okay, please, don't go anywhere. I know, it's very tempting to skip ads. I get it. But I want to tell you something that's going to change your life. And I know I've been saying this for months. Some of you guys have been listening to me and purchasing it. Some of you guys have been ignoring me and saying, you know what, Shane, I'm fine with my fucked up hair. And I'm here to say, no, you're not fine. It looks crazy. I saw you on the street and I was like, damn. He or she or they need hair story. I don't want to call it out because, you know, like I'm trying to be polite, but it was a mess. I'm just kidding. I have not seen your hair. That would be weird. Can you imagine? But I do really love hair story. I've been using it for months. I love my hair now. My hair before had some issues and it really did fix it. Like, look at this. Look at the softness. Look at the curls. So as you guys already know, I've talked about hair story so many times before. Hair story is the best hair product, hair company in the world. And the product that they're most known for and the one I want to talk about today is their new wash. So the shampoos that you get at the store have a lot of chemicals in them. I did not know that. A lot of things that are actually not good for your hair, which is why over time they've been saying, don't wash your hair more than, you know, once or twice a week. It's because the shampoos are stripping your hair and like putting weird chemicals on your head. Well, Nuwash has none of that. It is natural and it nourishes and cleans your hair without stripping it or putting chemicals. It saves you money. You don't have to buy shampoo, conditioner, a bunch of stuff. I love my Nuwash. And you can get one of the little bottles and it's really cute. It says Nuwash on it. You can put that in your shower. You could refill. It's great. Also, the packaging is 100% biodegradable, which listen, we're changing the world, ladies. And if you guys want to try it out, which I really think you should, I'm not just saying this. Trust me, everybody in my life, I have got them on Nuwash. Go to hairstory.com, use code GROWER, and get 20% off exclusive savings when you try Nuwash for yourself. That's hairstory.com and use code GROWER at checkout. And also, if you use it and you like it, send pictures of your hair to shanedawsonpodcaststuff@gmail.com so I can see the before and afters and maybe use them if you want me to. I also just get excited to see how excited you guys are about your hair. Okay, I'm going to go and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Okay, we're back. Voicemails. So, I have what might possibly be the biggest banger we've ever had on the show. It's been a while since we've had a new original song from Viver.
No way.
That's
and
huge.
I was inspired by so many of the voicemails that we've been getting about this topic. So I got a song specifically for it.
No. Wouldn't there have to be a title of the segment for there to be a song?
Is this a song about there cuck? Is.
You're revealing the title of this segment?
Well, inside of the segment.
All right.
Okay. So here we go. Our new segment on the show.
Is my husband gay?
That's it.
Is my husband gay?
That's the other one, yeah.
Honestly, I'm kind of not sure.
Is my husband gay?
Dude, this will be what the radio sounds like in like 2 years.
He just acts so gay.
Oh my god.
So gay.
So good.
I could listen three more times, and I just want to say, yes, your husband's fucking gay if you're asking.
Is my husband gay?
Yes.
Is my husband gay?
So yes, we get so many voicemails to the phone number on the screen right here. Leave your own voicemail. We get so many women calling asking if their husbands are gay. It's like a lot. It's actually kind of a problem. Yes, yeah. He's gay.
There should almost be like a default when you call. It's like, is your husband gay? If they say yes, they'd be like, the answer is yes. You know?
Right.
It's shocking how many married men are gay.
I know.
I remember when Craigslist, I'm sure we talked about this, sorry if this is a repeat, but like on Craigslist personals when that was the thing, you could look men seeking men and like in like a 10-mile radius, I would just type in like married, just out of curiosity, and there'd be like 20 pages of like thousands of like
why
like
would you type moment. Married
because my friend was
is he a psychopath?
No, my friend showed me.
There's
my
no
friend.
Way in a 10-mile radius there was thousands.
No,
if you're in California,
20,
if you're in Hollywood,
There was like pages and pages and pages, and each page is like 40, 50 results or something. And my friend was like, I didn't even know personals was a thing. And he was like, look, watch, type in married, see what happens. And I was like, all right. And I did, and it was just pages and pages and pages. Wife's gone, wow. Looking for a guy. Wife's gone, looking to get really
good.
How many
did you get?
None. I wouldn't hook up with someone in a relationship.
I recently learned that pegging doesn't mean you're gay, though.
What's happening?
I don't even know what pegging is.
Oh, it's really? When
it's,
I can assume.
I've learned that if you're a straight dude that just wants your prostate massaged, that doesn't mean you're an F word.
But yeah, girl puts on a strap on and you know, handles her man.
So I don't actually have a is my husband gay for this episode, which I guess I just need to go look for one. But I do have a is my something gay. Here
Ooh.
We go.
I like it.
Hi, Shane. This is Isabel from St. Louis, Missouri. So, okay, I have a question, a gay-related question about animals. Mm. So my dog has some very weird interests, and the only way I can explain it is that he likes butt stuff. And what I mean by that is he will literally try to back his, like, asshole up into your foot and, like, rub it against you. And he's already done it to my therapist, and I had to explain to her that my dog likes butt stuff. And then she's like, go into detail about that for me. What do you think it means? So I'm posing the question to you. What does this mean? Is my dog okay?
No, he's gay as fuck.
Is it PC of me to assume his sexual orientation?
Yes.
Or, like, what?
Maybe
okay.
He just has
Love
a prostate
so
and he wants to be pegged.
Okay, first of all, I have questions. Number one, why was your therapist there?
Yeah.
Was the dog in therapy with you? Is this a therapy dog? Is he getting turned on by your trauma?
Yes. Does your therapist just come over and your dog's hanging out? Or is this a big issue in her life? So she's like, I think you should bring your dog into therapy and show me. I would ask, do you have any carpeting in your house?
I know where you're going with this.
Because it sounds to me like your dog has worms.
Yes,
I was thinking
that
too.
And if it's backing his thing up to your foot, it's probably because you're wearing socks.
Yes.
And it wants to scratch its butt on your socks.
Okay, you crack the code.
Well, I'm not well-versed in worms, but this seems right.
If your husband backs his ass up to your foot.
Yes.
He's gay.
No, he's just straight and likes his prostate touch.
Oh, right.
To further what you're saying, I Googled it. It says, like, when a dog scoots, when it, like, you know, on a rug, it's like scooting is often a normal response to having an itchy rear end, which is either due to full anal glands or can be, like, an infection or, like, a parasite.
I was going to say, sometimes I get up to the corner of, like, a room. You know?
Ew!
And I like back my.
You're gay as fuck.
Well, no, it's because it itches.
It's hemorrhoids.
You have worms.
Yeah. Okay. Next voicemail.
Hey Shane, my name's Taylor. I saw your podcast where you talked about growers and showers.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
One time, I hooked up with a guy, and when we were done, he stood up and his dick like literally went inside his stomach. And apparently it's a thing. Like if you Google any penis, it's something that like men have where they're a grower, but it goes inside their stomach. So look it up. Let me know what
look
you think
up.
About that. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah. Let me go to the bathroom right now and look it up.
I'll take your word, Taylor. I think you've done the research for all of us.
Wait,
you've let us do
like,
a conclusion we can agree on.
Inverted.
There's
okay, here's what I will say. How big was the man that you were hooking up with?
Oh, yeah, if he was a very husky man.
Yes, because at my huskiest, you know, nearing 400, that hot dog went in the bun.
What?
Fupa cave?
What? Oh my gosh, what?
Or the Fupa cave?
I come back in.
So you gain enough weight right here that it disappears in?
Every 20 pounds you lose, you
really?
Gain
so
inch.
Then you have to go searching for it if you have to pee? I'm not trying to make fun of. No, I'm genuinely curious. You just said the
You push, you. It's like, you so go, you, okay, ready? Like.
Oh, like a push pop.
Dude, that was like
wow.
I'm sorry, my face
seems really judgmental. I just wasn't
props.
Aware.
Uh huh. That was like science class level explanation.
Thank you.
What you just did there—that was great.
Listen, if I was 400 again, which who knows, we could get there. I would be the best drag queen because it would tuck instantly.
Well, you wouldn't have to be naked to be a drag queen, would you?
With those,
you gotta
still,
show proof.
You'd still have to put the balls somewhere.
You shove the balls in there too.
You shove the balls in the ass, don't you? No. The balls go into their own socket. Never mind.
It sounds painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so impressed by drag queens.
Okay, next voicemail.
Hey, Shane. I just have a really weird story for you because
You need to hear it. When I was 19, I had a man buy my urine off of the internet, and I put it in a little container, shipped it off through UPS, and he sent me a video of him dumping it in a Ziploc bag, poking holes, and showering in my piss.
Is it just like her bragging?
Oh,
yeah. How much did you get paid?
Was
for
she
that?
Like a pioneer? It in ended. The that was pee, fucking.
That was iconic. Good job.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to see the video.
Wait, but how old was this woman that sold the pee?
I don't. She didn't say.
Oh, I was like, okay.
Well, she was 19 when she sold her pee.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So legal.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if it's legal, but
she might be 20 now for all we know.
Okay, I have a bunch of voicemails, so I'm going to give you guys a list, and you tell me which one you think sounds like the most fun finale.
Yes.
Okay, ready? I have one called My Boss is a Bitch.
Okay.
I have
okay,
one me. Called Sad Nipples.
Not me.
And I have one called I Squirted in My Mom's Bed. I guess that gives
that's,
it away.
Wow.
And I think I envisioned that one. Like...
I sad can't. Nipples squirted in bed or my boss is a bitch.
I kind of been feeling sad nipples.
I'm curious on what sad nipples could be.
Yeah, I'm down for sad nipples.
Me too. Okay.
Not enough nipple talk.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, my name's Brianna, and I was going to say that sad nipple syndrome is a real thing. I'm not pregnant and I'm never breastfed, but if someone or myself touches my nipples for too long, I get extremely sad and want to die. And it's called sad nipple syndrome.
Can I revote? That's a good turn. Okay. I thought it was like nipples that look funnier than droopy.
I thought it was like droopy nipples.
That was pretty sad about nipples.
We love...
Okay.
I love the voicemail.
No, it was a great voice, but it was a pure joke. That's what we... That's a joke thing. Jokes happen, you know, but...
Jokes happen, yeah.
I will say, I agree with Brianna, I think her name was.
You get sad nipples if I'm sucking?
Oh.
I mean, that's what it would be, right?
Are you sucking?
No, I can't have anybody touch my nipples.
What?
You'll do it occasionally.
What about your belly button?
And I'll scoot you over. What?
I'll scoot you over?
What was that thing? What was that thing?
I felt like overly giddy, dude. I'm doing up.
Okay, wait. Okay, let me wrap up the nipples and I want to get to your belly button. Because I feel like there's a story.
There is. That's why I got so giddy.
Okay.
My bad. I thought we could relate.
Okay. Long story short, my nipples are created in a factory.
What?
That's sad.
How does that make you sad? They're sensitive, not sad.
My nipples are extremely sensitive because of the nerves or whatever after my surgery a long time ago, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, if you touch them, it like fucking hurts. So
wait,
stop.
But when you say created in a factory, like that's going to be confusing to some people.
Okay. How do I say this? No, it is my nipples. So my nipples used to be like this because I had big titties.
Oh, sure.
You know.
It's the visual. God damn.
Okay.
It's just
dang,
like, no.
Illuminati signs over like, here. My nipples were big.
My nipples were
so throw up the rack.
My nipples
yes.
were.
My nipples were, you know, big.
Can
and
we
they
rewind?
Cut a little, they cut a little circle out of it to make my new nipple,
made
which
all
looks like a nipple.
A nipple graph.
Yes, but it like hurts when you touch it. Okay. And sometimes it leaks. Okay.
No, it, what?
No, it, I'm just kidding. Okay, Jared, your belly button. Do tell.
Wait. Okay, I just don't have my belly button touched, period. And well, maybe like 2 weeks ago,
like
me and Sandy,
by you or...
I don't even like the idea.
Touch your belly button.
Well,
it's
does
like
anyone
not
share
good.
In the sentiment? Does anyone like having their belly button
no,
touched?
No, I just tried it and I got the ick.
Yeah, it's gross.
If I touch it at the right angle, my dick gets itchy. It's like a sensation.
I'm like hurting.
Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about?
If you go all the way in,
yeah.
and yet your
like,
dick
need
feels
to scratch
weird
my dick?
And your ass goes...
Okay, I didn't know if I was alone on that. Whoa.
Maybe I was getting belly button banged in or something.
I feel like
it was traumatic. I don't yes. know. But, yeah, so Sandy will fuck around and try to fuck with my belly button, you know what I mean, and touch it because she knows it bothers me. And it's like a fun little game. And one time we were at the store and she had her card out because and her wallet because we were about to pay.
Right.
And she went to touch my belly button and I'm just reactionary,
right?
And I slapped the wallet on accident out of her hand because I was like, "Stop! Move your hand!" And they had the wallet. All of her cards fell underneath the chip display. It's a poor little old lady because I couldn't touch it for liability reasons. I had to come over and move this big old chip display and get her cards.
Oh,
it was funny.
Oh, good story.
Yeah.
Wait. So what is your belly button story? Because I felt like you wanted to relate, and it was probably a lot darker.
I just don't like when I get cum in my belly button.
Oh.
Because then you have to wash it out, and if you don't wash it out because you're lazy, it starts to grow something. Or just me?
Well, I don't think I've ever... I would shower right after, so I've never had that
problem. Every time you...
Every
shower?
Time you come, you shower?
Yeah, pretty much.
I wouldn't even shower if I shit myself.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm normally having sex when I'm coming, and so I want to shower.
You shower after that?
After
every
sex?
Time?
Yeah, after sex, yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Please.
Unless I'm not near a shower.
That's wild.
Is it?
That's a lot.
I just don't want...
None of us do that, do we?
No.
I don't.
Maybe you're just hygienic, or maybe you guys just get real gross.
I don't know. I get sweaty. Like, you're active.
Oh, my God. I just remembered. Okay, this is the perfect segue. Thank you, Chris. Okay, speaking of gay shit.
We didn't help that girl and her nipples at all, by the way.
Oh, right. Sorry
about your sorry about your sad
no, that's
nipples.
Very
I'm
sad.
Sorry.
That's sad. You're right.
No, we're sorry. We feel bad. Okay.
We can't help, though. Like, we don't have...
What do we
well,
do?
I do.
I don't even have real nipples. Okay, your emails. So if you have any emails you want to send us, go to ShaneDawsonPodcastStuff@gmail.com. We have a Matt LeBlanc update.
Shut the
fuck up.
We have an update. Okay, so if you guys remember a few episodes ago,
they remember.
We had somebody reach out to us, and she said that she's related to Matt LeBlanc, and that Matt LeBlanc, she was going to try to get him to watch the podcast.
Yes.
And we were like, oh my God, Matt, please come on the show. So she wrote me again. Her name is Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hopefully
and she
showed him when we dressed up like friends.
We got his agent's email address. Yes, we're in. We're good.
Okay, it's actually like... less than that. Okay. She said, hi, Shane. I literally cried watching the podcast. Couldn't be happier. I'm such a fan. I recorded the clip of you guys talking about Matt, and I'm going to show him during Thanksgiving. When I see him, I will update you ASAP. So Thanksgiving's coming up, baby. We got our babies. We got Matt LeBlanc.
I have a pitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Let's put together a little packet for her that's like really quick, that we can just do like quick flashes and show when we dressed up as the Friends cast too.
Well, yes. Matt LeBlanc. We'll see your tits. Don't worry about
it. I just want to get his thoughts on me as Jen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The important things. Yeah. Okay. Heaven sent us an email, and she said, as a person with a tooth retainer, aka my front tooth is fake, I just want to say that guy that called in is definitely an asshole slash bitch, because having this shit sucks. I'm currently in my 6 to 8 month process of getting a tooth implant, and I spent almost $4,000 to be tortured all because of one freaking tooth. So Heaven also sent us a picture of her with her tooth.
Perfect.
So you can see her front tooth. She's wearing a tooth retainer, and she's wearing our merch. So thank you, Heaven.
She's so cute.
I know. And we love you and your tooth. And any guy that doesn't want to be with you because of your tooth,
fuck him.
Is gay. Yeah. It's gay.
Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
$4,000 for a tooth.
Yeah. Good for you.
Okay. Helene sent me an email. She said, hey, Shane, I love the podcast, and I found some random lookalike pictures of you and Rylan. So the first is your lookalike. Now, I have seen this before on the internet. So do you guys know who Dream is?
No.
I do, actually. I've
Kardashian?
Seen, I believe so.
That's one of Kim's daughters.
No way. Really?
Yeah. Dream?
Dream Kardashian?
Get with it.
So, yeah. So Dream was a YouTuber who didn't have a face. Like, he had, like, a mask on. He was a gamer. Is a gamer. And then he did a face reveal, and I guess I was trending because people said he looked like me. Not in a nice way. So I was getting texts from people being like, oh my God, that's so funny. I saw you trending, and I thought it got canceled again. But no, people were just making fun of Dream, saying, ew, you look like Shane. So,
that's not nice.
And then there was an article that said Dream gets bullied for looking like Shane.
No way.
But if you look at the pictures, that one not as much. That I kind of see.
Kind of.
See that one. That one, me in 2010.
Back in the day, yeah.
In 2010. So yeah, I guess I kind of see the Dream resemblance. It's me 15 years ago, 50 pounds ago.
You how recent did he get canceled for looking like you?
He didn't get canceled for looking
like
you.
Oh. Okay.
You have to look pretty hard. You have to look pretty hard to see it.
Right. And then somebody saw your lookalike.
You didn't catch it. Okay.
No, somebody saw your lookalike. This is you and one of our future babies. Look at it.
His hairline's so much better than
mine. Is that a Barbie?
Yeah, it's
that's Alan
and Ryan.
Wow.
Yeah, father and son.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that is going to be me. Look at with his vlog camera, his gay flannel.
Yeah. So thank you, Helene. Okay, so this is, I got a lot of emails about this. Let me just read it. This is from Janie. She said, there's a huge video on YouTube right now, and everybody's wondering why it hasn't been removed. I would love for you guys to do a blind reaction to it. Now, I will say, I watched the first 5 seconds because I'm like, what is this? Because I got so many emails about it. And I turned it off and I was like, I'm saving this for the show. So this is on YouTube, not flagged, not removed.
Oh, I'm excited.
This is, so just imagine you're scrolling on YouTube.
I am like, okay. YouTube so has a curious lot of, what I'm about to see.
YouTube has like so many restrictions.
Yeah. Yes, they do, right?
Is it educational maybe?
Uh-oh.
Maybe. I think that's like one loophole that they have.
For reference, this is how hairy my butt is right now.
No!
Whoa! That's on YouTube?
Oh, he's putting Nair.
Nair!
So it is education.
Are you getting tips?
Fuck?
Ah! Oh my god!
Ew, is that not gonna burn?
Oh, is that safe? That's not safe.
Oh, dude, that's
you can't put Nair on your butthole.
3 minutes because I did that with my armpits. Like I went to 5 minutes.
No, this is like actually not safe for people.
Right? I don't know. Let's see how clean it gets.
So far, there's no stinging. Nothing's hurting. It's all good.
It just like the cut edits to his butt. Or
it was like a jump scare.
Yeah.
It was a jump scare. Ooh, for the scary episode.
Are you going to be able to hear us talk?
So some hairs came off, but I feel like I need a little bit more time.
I can't watch this. I won't be able to eat for a week.
Oh no, we have a kitchen segment soon.
Recovering from like...
Oh yeah, I got to be able to forget about this.
All right, should I just go to the end to see the finale?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yo! Oh, it looks... Whoa!
It looks like that lady's dog backing
up. I just saw all the way up his fucking asshole.
It also, like, that just looked with the cream and everything. Like, it looked rough.
Do you think he put that up knowing what he's doing?
But put it on what your OnlyFans.
Well, because it's like, it's are people looking for this? Is there people saying, like, I need
I'm
to
sure
see
so.
I don't think he put it up to be helpful. I think he put it up because he wants to get people to jerk off to it.
How many people have watched this?
So the only reason that's not taken down is because
is
of,
that
of what Jared said.
Education.
It's educational. But,
wait, let's guess. How many views do you think that has?
Oh, 100,000.
5 million.
It's from 2 months ago.
Oh, 100,000. I'm standing by a million.
Jared?
583,256.
Okay. You're all fucking wrong. It has 40 million views. 40 million views.
Is that?
Is it monetized?
Probably.
Damn, should I make one?
Dude, that's...
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Is that what we need to do on the podcast? Is that...
So we could have someone come on the podcast and do that.
It's education.
Oh, my God. Fine. Oh, my God.
Just a split screen the whole time of a guy waxing his butthole?
We should have the professional.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, like, if this is for education, it's like teaching people a dangerous thing. Because I Googled it to make sure, and it's like absolutely avoid getting near your vaginal or rectum. Like, if it's anywhere near, you can get an infection, it can burn. It's like, those are sensitive areas that you should not put near, says, like, every medical website. So, don't do that.
Yeah, he shoved it inside of his ass.
So, it's like not, it's like you're teaching people a dangerous thing.
Oh, my God. Wow. Look at him hating on a gay person.
Wow. This is homophobic.
How do you know that he's gay?
It's just Billy.
Oh, yeah, he's straight.
Yeah, that guy's straight.
There are straight men that shave
their
booties.
Look at my asshole.
What? There are.
What?
That's crazy.
You don't have any straight men that shave their booties?
If your
husband, I don't shave my booty as a gay man.
Honest to God, no. Off the top, I have 3 straight men that
shave their booties.
They're not straight.
If your husband nears his ass.
If I walked in on my straight husband shaving his asshole.
He does what?
Okay.
Is he an actor?
No.
Okay.
He's a mechanic.
We're going to take a quick puke break.
Maybe it's like has to do with sweat.
Okay. And when we come back, shut up.
When we come
back, can you shut up?
No, when we come back, we're getting Chris's straight friend on the phone.
Oh,
I need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
The bottom of
this. I think we got to the bottom of
this. He's a bottom for sure.
Okay. When we come back, Conspiracy Kitchen and Conspiracy Theories. I'm going to go throw up.
Conspiracy.
See you in a second. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I'm so excited to talk to you guys about today's sponsor, which is Rocket Money. Now, don't go anywhere. Let me explain. Now, I don't know about you, but I have checked my subscriptions on my phone, and I have been shocked at how many things I'm paying for a month that I totally forgot about. I'm talking random apps, Patreons, just super random stuff that I'm like, I've been paying $10 a month for this for 2 years. And when you add up all that money, I mean, I can't do math, but well, luckily, Rocket Money is here to help you with not just that, but so much more. So as you know, Rocket Money is an all-in-one finance platform that helps you save more and spend less. It helps you manage your subscriptions, lower your bills, build a custom budget, and grow your savings all in one place. So as I was just talking about the subscription thing, so they have a feature where they can help you cancel your unwanted subscriptions. Also, one of my favorite things they do, I've talked about this before, is they help monitor your credit. Now, if you're going into lease a car or try to get a down payment on a house, you'll always have your credit checked, and sometimes it's not good, and then you don't get approved for the loan or approved for the car. This has happened to me literally. I was sitting at a car dealership like 7 years ago. They ran my credit and they were like, sorry, there's this random bill from 10 years ago that's still there and it's fucking up your credit. And I had no idea. But if I would have had Rocket Money, they would have alarmed me about this and I could have fixed it. Also, they help you lower your bills. Just by uploading a picture and tapping a button, Rocket Money will negotiate your bills for you, from internet service bills to cable and phone bills. It saves you the awkwardness of calling and being like, hi, so my bill's kind of high and can you like lower it? You don't have to do that. Rocket Money will take care of it for you. So to save more and spend less, join the 3.4 million other users on Rocket Money. Just go to rocketmoney.com/grower or click the link in the description below to get started for free or unlock even more features with premium. That's rocketmoney.com/grower to get started for free. So check it out. Trust me, this is something that'll help your life. It'll help your finances. It'll make you feel more secure when you're going into any financial situation. And they're just a really great company. So check them out and I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Bye. Welcome back. We have some conspiracy kitchen items ready.
Ooh, I am hungry.
Hot dog. Hot dog. I love a hot dog.
Duh.
All right.
Tonight on Conspiracy Corner.
So you're probably wondering, why is there a hot dog and just crackers? And crackers need a little something on them, don't they? Well, lucky for you, I have something that you guys have been wanting us to get for a year, and it has been sold out everywhere, and I finally found it.
I hope this is veggie.
I have whipped cream ranch. But don't worry if you're not a ranch lover. I got blue cheese.
Wait, but what's on the hot dog?
Imagine this guy putting on this on dog? His butthole.
Is there something? Oh, dude.
That's probably what he did put on his butthole.
Okay, so, okay, I'll take the ranch. Jared, do you want ranch or blue cheese?
Ugh, ranch.
Can you tell me why we have cold hot dogs for these?
And why does it look like there's, like, honey on them or something?
Okay, well, let me get to our first, this is exciting, our first Conspiracy Kitchen voicemail.
Like a fire festival lunch.
Did you see Fire Festival 2 is
man,
now open?
Yeah, man, look what they gave me.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Nice.
Hey, this is Kathy, and I have an idea for your conspiracy kitchen. So you can't knock it till you try it, because I know that you try all the nastiest shit from TikTok, but this isn't gross, I promise. Hershey's caramel syrup, like you do for ice cream, put that on your hot dogs. It tastes like pancakes and sausage. Once again, it's Hershey's caramel syrup on a hot dog. Very
it's
good.
Like
a,
okay.
It's like a pig in a blanket.
Okay.
But not when it's freezing.
Ugh.
Not when it just came out of the freezer.
Yeah, it's really cold.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so let's take a bite of this.
Oh, why?
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
These are from Wiener Schnitzel, by the way. That is good as fuck. Wait. Oh, my God, it's so good.
It does taste like a pancake breakfast.
I like it, but it's weird.
This tastes legit like a breakfast plate at Denny's.
It's good. Oh my God, Kathy Queen.
That was delicious.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, you're queen, Kathy.
I'm pretty into it.
All right, well, now let's try the real star of the show.
Creamy I dare ranch. Someone to put this on their hot dog.
Wow, their bun is nice.
All right, let's spray it. Mm. Oh! I thought it would be more like a cheese whiz. Okay, hold on. Let me pass this to
it's
you.
It's like a whip.
It's like a whipped cream.
This is gross.
Imagine though putting that on your titties.
should that blur my boobs?
Chris, do you want ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch, please.
Okay.
Yuck.
I mean, I'll try them both.
Pass that to Chris.
Dude, it smells disgusting.
Oh my!
I won't catch it.
Okay, we're dipping it in the...
Okay, ready?
Three, two, one.
It's not as bad as you think, but it's gross. It's not good. That don't make it better.
They're coming off too strong. If they did a little less with the flavor...
What?
I just... Why?
There needed to be a petition to keep ranch to ranch.
It almost tastes like powdered peanut butter that wasn't properly mixed.
What if you just put like a little?
That's the grossest. How are you not throwing up?
No, it tastes like packet ranch. Like if I could open a packet of powder and mix ranch.
Oh my God.
Just why?
Wow, maybe I'm just hungry. I don't know. I don't think these things are the worst.
Really?
They're not good, but...
Do you want the blue cheese?
Oh, yes.
That is where I draw the line.
Have you tried that? No, I wouldn't even smell it.
I'll try it.
You'll try it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Oh, you're so crazy. Dang. You're such a psycho.
It's like a yuck challenge.
Yuck challenge. Ugh. Ugh. Wow, you reacted bigger to that than to the butt.
Ugh, it's equally gross.
The blue cheese has to be worse than the ranch, right?
Fuck, yeah, so much worse. So much worse.
Yeah, historically speaking, it's more disgusting.
Ugh. Well, lucky for you, we're not done.
Oh, what?
Well, since this is almost Halloween, and we're getting into the spooky spirit, we have talkie zombies.
They're probably going to taste the same. They just are, like, too flavorful.
Now, I was so excited about these because I was like, oh, my God, zombie green fun Halloween. And then I looked at what the flavor was.
It's a different flavor? Why can't they just make it the same flavor with a different color?
It's cucumber.
What?
Habanero.
Cucumber is the grossest flavor in the whole world.
Jared's already in it.
Cucumber and water. Cucumber ranch.
Jared always just jumps right in.
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
Okay, Why is it open already?
Wait, it smells good. Oh, because
my problem with talkies is it's too much.
Oh my God, you are such a vibe right now with your green. Everything green. Oh my God. Okay.
Green queen.
Here we go. Green queen.
To me, they just taste like Tostitos lime cilantro.
The cucumber is prominent.
Yeah, it's cucumber.
Really? Okay.
Well, at the very beginning, it doesn't end cucumbery. It starts that way, though. It is cucumber. That is so weird that they flavored a chip cucumber.
Yeah, it doesn't really work, I don't think.
Cucumber?
Oh!
Not the move.
Oh, I hate it. I'm so sad. I was so excited.
I can't say that I like it, but
so
they
wanted it to taste like what a zombie would taste like?
Talkies are always like too much for my taste buds.
I love talkies, so I'm so disappointed.
I don't like talkies.
Oh, maybe you should put a little of the ranch on it.
Oh.
I'm just curious.
That might like tone it down in a weird way to compliment it.
Oh.
Oh, man.
That was the craziest sound ever. It's like a cartoon.
You're fearless.
That was like Scooby-Doo.
It's somehow better.
I understand. It's because they probably like tame each other down.
Huh. Yeah, it's better with them together.
Yuck.
All right, well, that was disgusting, and thank you, Kathy, for giving us our new favorite treat.
No other food?
No, we're done. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, but I'm so excited to talk about our sponsor, Raycon. So right now, Raycon is celebrating their 6-year anniversary, which is crazy. That's like first grade. That's a lot. What was 6 years ago? 2017? That was so many trends ago. People were saying on fleek. That's how long Raycon has been around, guys. So to celebrate their 6-year anniversary, they have an awesome sale just for you guys. Well, for everybody, but also for you guys. But let me explain what Raycon is if you haven't heard of them, which I can't imagine you haven't. Raycon's everyday earbuds are known for delivering high-quality audio and thoughtful features like 32-hour battery life, perfect in-ear fit, and they're half the price of other premium earbud brands, if you know what I'm talking about. I love Raycons. They are high quality, but also very
pretty. Like, they don't just come in white or black. They come in rose gold. There's a shiny blue. Tons of different colors. And they also introduced Raycon Home and Raycon PowerTech. So to celebrate this anniversary, their six-year birthday, let me tell you what they're doing. Raycon is offering you guys 20% off of everything on their site. Not just the earbuds, everything. With select products up to 40% off. So to celebrate their six-year anniversary, go check out Raycons. I promise they are so affordable and so high quality. I love using them, especially when I'm working out. I know, I work out. Listen, you don't get these cracking knees without running on that treadmill, baby. So just go to buyraycon.com/grower and use code birthday to get 20 to 40% off of the whole site. That's buyraycon.com/grower. Use code birthday at checkout and you can get 20 to 40% off of the whole site. So hopefully you enjoy your Raycons and anything else you buy on their website. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. Bye.
Okay, here we go. Welcome back to Conspiracy Corner. Before we get into Conspiracy Corner, Jared, do you want to play Rock, Paper, Scissors real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, really quick. What color is that sweater?
I would say that it is, like a beige, a light beige.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck. Chris, you want to play Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Sure.
What color is your shirt?
White with red.
Oh, okay, cool. Let's play.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh my god, it happened! Okay. Well,
of what? Course. What?
I beat you. Gail. Do you want to play rock, paper, scissors real quick?
Yeah, lime green.
Okay.
Rock paper, scissors, shoot. I win!
Oh, fuck.
Okay. It got a little predictable towards the end.
True. This was actually from Sydney. Oh, my God. Hello, Sydney. Sydney said, hey, I want you guys to try this on the podcast. I thought you'd think it was cool. It's a mind trick / conspiracy. To do it, ask someone to play rock, paper, scissors with you. If they say yes, right before you're about to go, very casually ask them what color their shirt is. Wait for them to answer and then start, and they will 100% throw scissors and you throw a rock and you'll win every time.
I almost never throw scissors.
Pretty quickly
rare.
Prove that to be wrong, but good one.
But
good
it
one.
Worked with Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from Jessica. Now you're going to get very upset at me for this theory.
Why? Sorry, just making sure I don't have lipstick
is
on my
Is it
teeth.
About that fucking dress?
No.
And if it okay. is, I have to take a potty break.
Okay.
I want to save my marriage.
This is from Jessica.
I swear to God.
She said, I apologize to Ryland. Please don't yell at me. I'm sensitive, she said.
Oh, you know what you're asking for. I can feel it.
Gaslight.
Jessica?
She said, I was mindlessly scrolling TikTok, as we all do.
No.
And a video came up on my For You page. I immediately thought of you and Ryland, and that maybe this will help you keep from filing for divorce.
Oh.
Or it might speed up the process.
Oh.
Please do not reference this email in the divorce papers. So this is a video that I got sent a lot. I'm talking like 200 emails on this as the subject.
Oh, I'm just going to look at my boobs.
So this is finally proof to finally end this.
No.
Are you ready?
No.
I'm going to be so cool.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
What the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie, I had to watch it like 5 times before to understand it.
So she's just showing the different colors and the colors.
Okay, so let's
but those
okay. So what do you see on the screen right now? On the left.
Oh my god. But this is different from the photos and the angles that we were judging.
Okay.
And I'll try
on the left, what do you
this
see?
This is so different from what
never
we judged
fails.
Before.
Okay. What do you see on the left?
The black left and black and blue.
Blue.
Okay. But the right side of the dress is like in a weird lighting, but you still see black and blue.
Yes.
Yeah. No. The left one.
Oh, yes, but not the right.
The right one's white and gold. Yeah.
Okay. So the right picture. Okay. But as you watch, right, as you see him or her cut out the black and gold and show you it, so you don't see what I'm saying?
Watch well, it changes. To me, now it's white and gold.
What?
Now it's white and gold.
I think we got bamboozled there.
And then when he brings it to the other side, it's white and gold.
Okay, but there's no question of what, like, we...
What?
Yeah.
I mean, all the emails said, my mind is blown. I only saw white and gold, and now I see blue and black. Like, all the emails are saying that.
Yeah, but I still don't see blue and black on the right.
Yeah. And
so,
when
like,
it,
even
and when
if you're telling
there,
me it was,
still...
that was never my base of the argument, that it, like, wasn't those colors. It was in that angle... it looked and appeared to be white and gold. It doesn't matter what color it actually was. And it was what I visually saw.
Yeah, that's, we can't help what we see.
I actually still saw a little bit of the black and blue on the right side.
Yeah, because yeah, you see what you see.
Right.
And but the moment you it took the sample from the black and blue and enlarged, it already turned white and gold to me.
Yes,
and
me
then
too.
When it went to the right side, it was
and
white and
so
gold
so, like,
to me.
Yes, it's black and blue in that picture, but then you enlarge it and it becomes white and gold.
Yeah, because that's just what
Because that's
see.
What I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all of the people that emailed in and said that that was going to shake your guys' brains, I'm sorry, it didn't work.
It shook my brain just in a
shook
confusing
my brain,
manner.
Girlies. I just can't get excited about it again.
Didn't make anyone more frustrated.
Now, what I will say is there is a new version of the black and gold dress. Once again, here we go. It says, I hate to make the new black and gold dress meme, but my friend has this jacket, and she says it's white and blue, and I see black and brown. Tell me what you see.
You know
what
would be
insane.
So fun is if I agreed with you. Please, God.
So I see blue and white. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Now tell me what you see.
I see brown and black or green.
I see green.
You see brown?
I see green and
black. The logo's brown and then the rest of it's
the
green.
The logo's like
or like gold.
I would say it's an aqua blue with white.
Okay, thank you.
Right? Yeah, I don't see any white.
Rylan, what do you see?
It's like a sand-colored logo with a green-colored jacket.
Yeah, like a
oh
brown.
Oh my god. It's happening again. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Wait, what color do you
are
guys
you
see?
Fucking
like a,
real
the
right
the logo
now?
Is like brown or gold, and then the rest of the jacket is like green or black.
Yeah. What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
Black?
It's...
Ryland, that's what you see, right?
Dude,
you,
the TV's
what?
Black.
What are you saying?
Are you
see,
you? Okay.
Well, it could be like a greenish.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Not black because the TV's like the board.
No, it's blue. It's a fucking teal, like light blue sweatshirt with zoom white in. Design.
That's not what I see.
Okay, let me brighten it.
No,
I brightened it. What do you see now? I brightened it.
Brighter version of the same thing.
Brighter green. It's like a forest green.
Yeah.
But well, you still see black?
You see brown?
Yeah.
No, it's like
this
it's
is nuts.
Sand. Yeah. Sand.
Yeah. It's
sand.
I want to die.
Like white sand.
I thought this would be
white?
Such. I thought it's this like would be such
color,
an obvious thing.
You guys might be colorblind.
I'm not.
I honestly think they are.
I think you have.
And
to
I'm not
be.
Even trying
definitely
to be an asshole.
Not.
I'm not trying to fight.
No, you're trying to start
blind.
Fights.
I'm really
oh
not.
Oh my god. I think you're colorblind. What do you think, Jared?
Oh, there she is. okay, let's get off of that. But I'll also leave us in the comments below. What do you see? Because they're wrong, right? Okay. God, how do you see brown?
How do you see
I'm
white?
Baffled.
I feel like they're fucking.
You guys can't be trusted. We're
I
like two people that aren't related. You guys are two of the same.
They take it
so
very seriously.
So it's like the
though.
Problem is one.
You
see
got,
brown?
You see.
Yes, we have another
three
opinion
people.
In the room, motherfucker! I can fucking come right now.
Do it.
I think it's because you guys are related. So you have the same genetics.
Yeah.
Your brain
okay,
works the
but,
same
but
way.
But you don't
see.
Think that it would be weird to have a... Like, so what color is the sweater?
It's either
it's
black
like a,
or green.
It's like a forest green, like a dark forest green.
It looks more green than
in
anything.
What world
saying
would somebody...
Saying it's our genetics doesn't make sense.
In what world would Adidas make a green... And
all the
brown.
Time.
By the way,
it's trendy.
I want to be clear, just like with the dress, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying what I see.
Amen.
What's
sister.
The difference?
So, do you honestly believe that?
I can't see it. Oh, well.
Like they're pretending, or is it just their brains work differently?
Oh yeah, I think they're pretending.
You really think they're?
I feel like you guys are mimicking my
you
inner thoughts.
You actually think
right
I'm
now
lying right now
about you guys?
Yeah,
but you know I'm not.
I know
this
you are.
This is why we fight about this. Because you can't understand that that's what I see. I understand that you guys see brown.
No,
there's some black going on. There's some brown going on. There's
we'll
some green
feel
going
real
on.
Justified when the comments come rolling around.
All right. Okay. This was crazy to me. So this is from Nita. I have not heard of this. Have you heard of the Samsung Moon conspiracy?
No.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so the Samsung phone, one of the things that they use to sell these phones is they're like, the picture is so clear on the camera that you can zoom into the moon
yeah,
and get
right.
a close-up image. So this is a video of somebody using this feature.
I've been trying to do that my whole life.
I just want to quickly show you how great the zoom is on this S22 Ultra. When
okay, so zooming in.
Trying to photograph the moon, so we're going in 10 times, 30 times. This is handheld, by the way, 100 times. It's going to lock on. Take that photograph.
Right? So pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I'm
wow.
impressed. I don't think my phone could do that.
Yeah. So yeah,
no, well, I'm always trying.
Well, Samsung can, and that's what they were advertising. Then somebody tried it. Well, I'll just show you.
A few weeks ago, Samsung admitted that they fake pictures of the moon using AI. So someone decided to test it out to see if it was true. They found a picture of a regular white circle and placed it on the other side of their house. They then zoomed in as much as they could to trick the phone into thinking it was a picture of the moon. The phone camera then replaced that white circle with a picture of the moon.
What?
Fucking frauds! Can you believe that?
I respect that they thought of doing that. Like, no. Anytime someone zooms in on a white circle, we'll put a moon image yeah. on it.
That's no
genius.
Way. No.
Shout out. I mean, it's
and
obviously
this makes me
fraud.
Hate people that have green bubbles even more. And it's not even their fault. Samsung marketing is fucking these people that I already hate.
I can see how that is
yeah.
sketchy.
So they got yeah. caught and they admitted it and they said, yeah, oopsies. Sorry, we're just
that
AI.
Is good.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really good. Wow. Can you imagine being in that boardroom being like, this is it. This is how we're going to get people to buy the green bubble.
Which, did you know, we've already talked about this probably, but did you know that Samsung and like Androids are more used than iPhones? Isn't that
yeah,
crazy?
That is yeah. wild.
I believe that.
Okay, we got an email from Jeanette and she said, I have a huge Wendy's update. She said, remember that theory that the chili is supposedly using yesterday's unsold hamburgers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, look what happened when I got my chili today. And she took some pictures.
Oh, no.
So as you can see in her chili,
hamburger.
She has a huge, huge hamburger patty.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Doesn't bother me. It's just crazy to me. Like, because they don't say it on the menu. On the menu, it should say using yesterday's burgers, right?
It should be the ingredients, right? Like
right?
burger meat.
Like, imagine if Taco Bell was like, oh, so this burrito is from yesterday's unsold Crunchwrap.
Is it
never?
Is
you
it
can't say that about Taco Bell. It's always fresh.
Is it definitely yesterday's? For sure.
From supposed employees who have emailed us and written on Reddit, it is yesterday.
I
but
mean,
maybe it's not. We don't want to get
I don't think that's unsanitary. Like, I think the way that they... I think that's... I know it sounds gross, but I don't think it's, like, violating any food regulations. And
right.
I'm an expert.
Listen,
so.
I'm sure it's still delicious. I'm just saying. Crazy to see it.
I mean, I don't want to eat it.
I'll never eat it again in my life. And I'm... Yeah.
Really? We were all just squealing over a wiener schnitzel. Okay.
I have a friend that works at Wendy's. I should just ask them.
Yeah. Okay, so then I got an update about Febreze. So this was an email that I got, and the title was Febreze Tea. She said, do not use my name because I will get fired and thrown
wow.
in prison. So this is an anonymous email, and she said, so I work at Procter & Gamble, which is the big corporation that owns like everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I decided to look up to see if we had any files about Febreze to see what the spelling was, and I found this. So as you guys know, we all think Febreze has two E's in it, right? Everybody thinks that.
Yes.
And the actual Febreze only has one E in it. Well, she looked up Febreze on her Procter & Gamble website, and look what she found. She found a bunch of stuff in the website and in their analytics and stuff that had the two E's. So even Procter & Gamble.
So when did they change?
That's what I'm thinking.
What?
I don't know.
We need you to do some further investigative
Gale.
Work. Put on your Gale hat.
Because one E's Febreze. You know what I mean? Like, it's not Febreze.
I'll send this woman my wig and my mic, and you do the work.
We needed a middle name for our baby. Hold on.
Febreze.
Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah.
Febreze and Febreze.
I knew it.
I know
I'm not crazy.
I know. Okay, so a lot of people were emailing me about this, and I actually figured this out. So I'm going to show you something, and then I'm going to explain why this is happening. So there is a clip that's going viral right now, and it's a scene from Friends. Do you remember the episode where Phoebe was trying to seduce Chandler, and she was dancing for him, and he was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So on the left is the version of the scene that played, you know, back in the 90s, and on the right is the version of the scene that's on HBO Max right now. And as you can see, they're different.
Maybe I'll dance for you.
Even Chandler looks a little different.
I
Okay, so did you notice all the weird little changes?
How did they have access to the angles from that episode probably that was filmed 15 or 20 years ago?
Okay,
so... It also feels like one's delayed, so it's confusing. Like, if it was timed better.
So, yes. So, they are actually different. And everybody's like, it's a Mandela effect. Something changed. How is it different? What's going on? So, what the truth actually is that when HBO Max bought the rights to Friends to put it on HBO Max... Because the original was in that like 4:3 frame and it was like shitty quality. So because HBO Max wanted the like high quality, you know, widescreen version of Friends, what they had to do was they went to Warner Brothers and they got the old film that they shot it on and they had to re-edit the entire 10 seasons. No so they way. Would like watch the original and like try to find those clips and find, but sometimes some of them were destroyed or some of them were, you know, damaged or whatever. So they had to find alternate takes.
I have never respected HBO Max more. That's crazy for the quality of Us. And now we can rewatch it and have like different takes of Jennifer Aniston.
Well, yes, it's cool, but also it pisses me off because we're not watching what we used to watch when we were little. Because it's different.
Yeah, but aren't those versions still available everywhere else you can watch Friends? On TV, TBS?
They had to re-edit the whole show.
That's crazy.
Nuts.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's so much work.
So now I want to go back through and like find all the weird moments that are different now.
I wonder, like, in any given like episode, are there scenes like that that are different?
Probably every episode.
I would imagine,
right?
Isn't
that crazy?
Wow. They should market it like that. It's all new Friends.
Well, I have an update. You guys are going to get very angry.
What?
More than the dress?
I have an update. The owner of the jacket has responded.
Of what jacket?
The Adidas jacket.
Has responded.
Oh, it is about the jacket.
Oh, are they going to show us a different picture where it shows the actual
colors? Are you
ready?
And don't say anything until I'm done.
Okay. Mm.
The official color of the Adidas jacket is baby blue and white.
Yes. We knew it.
And the owner said she was freaking out because so many of her favorite celebrities, including YouTuber Ricky Dillon, hi.
Ricky D.
And singer Peter B. Miller, noticed the jacket and it went viral. So she's freaking out and she said it is actually baby blue and white.
Okay, well, show us the picture.
She did.
No. In that picture, it was not baby blue and white. I would like to see it like in full sunlight.
You know what? Actually, for the next episode... Ooh, I'm going to have to search online to find it. But I will buy it. I will buy that jacket.
No, I want to see the exact one from that girl in direct sunlight. Because what
offer
I
to buy it off of her.
Okay, yeah, good idea.
And then
yeah, because you buying a baby, you buying a baby blue jacket does nothing for me. Like, I don't know if that's the same one.
Your nipples out.
Good.
I don't want to fight.
Obviously, you do.
But what color is this?
But I do have one more optical illusion for us to look at. It's just one more.
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
Now, this one I think we'll agree on because it's a brain melter. Okay, can you tell what building is in the front of the photograph and which is in the background?
Right away, I think the right one is in front.
The brown? Is it brown to you?
On the right, brown, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that one's in front. That's what I see.
Okay, but then look at the one on the left and try to visualize that one in front.
I mean, I can kind of...
I can see both, but...
The more I'm leaning towards the left is in the front.
Look at the left bottom, like that bottom, the three bottom rows of windows.
The only thing is on the one, on the building on the right that's brown, you can see the patio overhangs, and it looks like you couldn't see those.
Zoom in.
Here, I just texted you guys.
Enhance?
Enhance.
Or is it...
Because Shane's pitching the one on the left, I think it's the one on the right.
No, I see both. I see both.
I think it's the one on the right.
Is it one building?
2 seconds ago, he thought it was the one on the
right. Well, I know, but because you agreed with me, I was skeptical because I know you already know.
I'm trying to rationalize because you can see the patios on the one on the right.
Oh, shit. When I'm looking up close, I am starting to think the one on the left is...
I know! It's freaking me out. All right.
Well, do we know?
I changed my mind.
Oh, damn. I'm all waiting on
you. You don't even have an answer?
No.
I'm really starting to choke in this thing.
Okay, we'll wrap it up.
Are you?
Let's get into Gel's recap.
Lights, camera, action. Rylan's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Rylan's recap.
On today's episode of Gel's recap, the boys are dressed up as the cast of Scream.
Matt LeBlanc's watching the show.
It's confirmed Matt LeBlanc is maybe going to catch a glimpse of our show.
Yes, we're thankful for it. We're thankful for it.
Oh, we were on Nipple Watch 2023, and we caught a lot.
Woo! Nipple Watch 2023. The storm's big, and so are the titties.
Are we going to have to edit a lot of the nip out?
All of it.
All of it, yeah.
Is it going to be offensive if we have Chris say if a guy is too big or not?
Oh.
Oh. Is it okay? Please weigh in below. Can Chris rate which guys are too large for him to want to fuck?
Oh, IJBOL.
Gen Z alert. IBGAOL. LOLOL. That's the new term for all the kids who laugh.
What?
I don't know.
It's too much. It's just too much.
That was a word salad.
Yeah.
Is your husband gay?
Oh, right.
Oh, what was the song like again? I already forgot. In 99.9% of cases in Is My Husband Gay, the answer is yes. That is unless he just wants to be pegged.
I mean, we had a real pioneer call in, the first girl to probably sell pee over the internet.
Oh, right.
Right?
I don't know if she's the first.
Well, she got to be back up there.
She's not the last. oh, that guy showed his asshole. That guy showed us his asshole.
In definitely problematic news, the YouTube's...
Your nipple's coming out again.
YouTube's most disgusting monetized video, man nares himself on camera, and it's not considered porn.
It's just the way it was edited. It, like, jumped in there. I wasn't prepared.
I got to take the necklace off. I'm like, literally choking.
How about you just take it all off? You can just take it all off.
I don't know what's going
on. Are you okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, this is hot.
It just feels so good. Doesn't it feel so good to just... get home and take off your boot plate.
It's freezing, man.
Hold on, it's really personal. It's freezing.
Crazy. You should mow the lawn like that.
Show your asshole. Oh.
Do you have Nair? Because then we can stay monetized.
Zombie talkies.
Wow.
I mean, the
cucumber
wig on
flavored talkies are the most disgusting thing you'll ever have in your life. But in an ultimate TikTok food hack for me, at least, everyone else seemed to hate it. But I did think the caramel sauce on a hot dog did taste like you were dining at Denny's.
That looks like that somebody that would be walking with Jared. And
you look like a British punk rocker or something. You know?
You guys look like you're in a band together.
Yeah.
I feel like I can breathe again. I
look like Iggy Pop or something.
You guys are wrong about Adidas, and it's proven.
Oh my gosh, and Shane trying to divorce me again. We're fighting about another article of clothing, and I just won't believe it. Even if I see that same article of clothing and it's baby blue in sunlight, I'll be like, fine, but in the picture it was photographed in, it was not.
You okay? What is happening?
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
You look like a method actor that's playing a character. I like it.
You're scared.
I gotta go.
Okay. You want to wrap it up?
Thank you guys so much for watching today's episode of the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your audio.
Audio only.
Oh my God. We've launched our own audio only version of a podcast. So far, it's Fights with Shane and Ryland, soon to be expanding into the universe that is the Shane Dawson podcast.
Hello.
You can check it out inside of the audio feeds. Make sure you're watching the Shane Dawson podcast on YouTube, because that's where you get all the visuals, all the tits, all the glory. And we'll see you right back here in 2 weeks on the Shane Dawson podcast after you follow all of us on social media and shop all of the Shane Dawson podcast merch at ShaneDawsonMerch.com.
All right, Bill, you kill her. End her.
Just throw the knife. Make it fast.
Well, good job, Gail. That was incredible. We love you.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys next time from whatever the hell this was. We're all gonna go die.
What?
See you guys next time. Bye.